This hour we're talking about graphic novels and the world of adult comics. And there may be no comics artist more celebrated than Robert Crumb. Known widely as R. Crumb, some of his best-known works include Mr. Natural, Artistic Comics, Weirdo, and his 2009 graphic novel, The Book of Genesis. One of his latest projects is a compilation, not of his drawings, but those of his daughter, Sophie. It's a kind of biography of drawings, and it's called Sophie Crumb, Evolution of a Crazy Artist. When Robert and Sophie Crumb stopped by our studio recently, they told Steve Paulson that Robert and his wife were compulsive archivists of his daughter's drawings from the beginning of her life.
I started archiving her drawings when she was 2 years old. I dated them, and sometimes when I would ask Sophie, Sophie, what's this drawing mean? What's this going on here? And she would tell me, you know, when she was 3 years old, and I would write down what her explanation was of the drawings. Like, you know, this is a snake chasing a girl, so I would write that down.
And in the book, that his comments are noted down in the book. So
sometimes.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, this is really unusual. I don't think I've ever seen a collection of an artist's work going back to when she's 2 years old.
I've never seen a book like that, tracing somebody's development through drawing from the time they first start drawing up until, you know, full adulthood.
And we had so much stuff. We just had so much of it. Like,
I haven't
done that much stuff for print. I really haven't done that much stuff professionally, but there was so much sketchbook drawings and just random loose drawings from my whole childhood up till now. That was a huge body of, but not work, but it wasn't really work. It was just leisure drawing and just personal drawing and diary type drawing. It was so much of it made sense to make a cool book out of it, you know?
Yeah. Now, I found your pictures, I would say probably around the time you were five or so, to be really quite remarkable. I mean, not only your ability to draw representational figures, but just the imagination that you have in a lot of these.
Yeah, it was wacky.
It was wacky. So looking back, why do you think you liked making art so much?
Well, seems kind of obvious. You know, I had wacky stuff around me all the time. They were drawing. There was weird paintings on the wall. They were always drawing. They were always encouraging me to draw, always reading comics to me, watching wacky old 30s cartoons, Little Lulu, and reading Little Lulu and watching Betty Boop, and completely overstimulated, overly...
Like
brainwashed with all the stuff, you know.
We made you crazy.
That's part of the crazy, yeah. There you go. Just made perfect sense.
Yeah. So, Robert, was this kind of deliberate to you know, show your daughter, the Three Stooges and Little Lulu
and all deliberate.
This kind of
stuff? Yes, it was absolutely deliberate. Because in my mind, that stuff was, you know, I'd selected that out from the time I was young as the best stuff of American popular culture, and compared to when Sophie was growing up in the 80s, I thought the current stuff from the 80s wasn't very interesting, generally
speaking.
And
you liked watching Three Stooges with me, too. We all watched it as a family.
Yeah, when I would watch it with her, or, you know, read the comics to her, and, you know, all that stuff. So it was stuff that I enjoyed, too, and I could watch Hal Roach comedies.
He did the voices, too. Hey, Lulu. Hey, Tubby.
So this is, I mean, it's really fascinating. I mean, this is sort of, you know, your vision of a... not just a cultural education, maybe a classical education.
Yeah, classical education, yeah.
So Robert, what did you think of Sophie's art when she was little? I mean, did you think her talent was unusual?
She's a genius.
She's definitely seemed completely inclined to spend a lot of time drawing. We didn't have to say, Sophie, get to work and start drawing. She liked drawing. She really took to it. She liked to spend long periods of time concentrated on drawing or making things. She was very good at cutting out little paper dolls and little. She started making these pop-up books or drawings when she was like, I don't know, 5 years old, six years old.
Tons of paper dolls.
She cut out these intricate things. So, you know, sort of exceptional, yeah.
The key is that it always stays play. It never becomes work. The key.
Is that possible, though, to make it, to keep it always as play? I mean, I would think actually that would be hard once you're sort of really
like
fine-tuning the drawing.
I would like to. That's why I'm not really a careerist. I like to draw in my sketchbook more than I like to, you know,
make money
or make drawings for money or make drawings with the intent to sell them.
The key word
that's why the book, you know, has that much stuff in it and that much interesting stuff, I guess, because I didn't do it thinking about anyone else but my personal, wacky, whatever, stream of consciousness.
The key word there is money.
I'm ranting.
it's when you have to start doing it for money, that's when it becomes work.
Yeah, that's when it becomes a chore, and then you're thinking too much, and it just takes away from the...
Is it going to sell? Or if you have a boss who wants you to draw certain
things... It hurts the art.
It does, yeah. Problem is, we all have to make a living in this world.
Yeah, well, I'll sweep the streets.
So, Robert, when you look back...
Street sweeper.
When you look back over your career, Robert, I mean, how much of it would you say was for money, and how much of it was just because it was what you wanted to do?
You always want to be a famous cartoonist.
I would say that I'm more entrepreneurial than Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
I always was. You know.
When you were young, you said you wanted to be a big, famous, well-known cartoonist.
I wanted recognition, for my work. Hmm. That was my way of overcompensating for the fact that I was extremely alienated and unpopular with girls.
And you got what you wished for.
I got everything I wanted. Everything.
So comics was the magic ticket.
I got it all.
No, you obviously, Robert, are a very proud parent. I mean, you know, you were one of the editors of this book of Sophie's Art. You are, of course, also a legend in the world of comics. And here was your daughter.
The legend.
Also drawing comics at an early age. And I could imagine you might respond in a couple of ways. You could be very encouraging, or you might think, you know, maybe she'd be better off trying something else.
Hmm. Like law school?
Or a different kind of art that didn't resemble her father's so much in some ways.
Well, you know, I was kind of worried about her being the daughter of a famous person. That's always can be a problem for anybody who has a famous parent, you know. They follow in the footsteps, you know, like Jane Fonda or something, you know.
But did you think I was good enough at the comics to pursue it? Like you weren't going to be like, you shouldn't really get into that, you know.
Quite the opposite. Problem is that she's so good that, you know, if she starts to do what I did, make comics, she's going to get a lot of, you know,
I think you're the only person in the world that thinks that because I'm not that good at drawing comics, actually. But thanks, Dad.
Actually, you are, in fact. But Sophia never showed that much, motivation to do art as a career. I think she felt that she should or ought to, you know, make a living with her skills, but I don't think she really...
Because whenever I would try to I did publish a few comics, it always just became this chore that would just, like, mess with my head because I would start thinking, they compare me with the legend, and they did. They bashed me to pieces.
Boards, right?
And it just, the whole... putting it out for the world thing doesn't work for me.
So, to ask about that. I mean, here you were, you know, working in the same field as your father. How much did that weigh on you?
It was hard. It was hard, but it got better when I moved out, when I got away from them, and I kind of found my own identity, and I grew up a little bit when I was in my early 20s. Got better. I managed to actually finish a few comics. So before that, as a teenager, I was just real frustrated with myself and, you know, never thought it was good enough and blah, blah, blah. And then I managed to actually finish a few comics and put them out, but there's too much
baggage
behind that. I don't want to be a big famous cartoonist, and I never will, obviously. I'm not.
What?
I don't have the humor. I don't have,
You got the humor. You got everything it takes except the motivation to be commercially out there.
I don't want to be necessarily a professional. I don't care if my whole life I'm just drawing in sketchbooks and then living a nice life with my family. That sounds fine to me.
That's very French.
French?
That's a really bizarre drawing you're doing here while you're talking.
I know,
so
it's twisted.
Wait, now I can't see it. Can you describe
thank God. Well,
it's this girl with these giant breasts.
Balloon
then down below there were the... where the sex organ is supposed to be, there's like a keyhole, and then these spread kind of balloony legs. It's bizarre.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, I mean, Robert, of course, you are famous, notorious for the way you draw women, often with huge breasts and large behinds. They are often leered at by rather creepy and repulsive men.
including myself.
Sophie, what did you think of this? The way your father would draw women.
You know, it was kind of embarrassing, kind of weird, kind of. But he doesn't have a perverted or bizarre behavior towards his family, like I always say. So, gets in comics, stays in comics. What happens in comics, stays in comics. And I tend to avert my eyes when it gets too devil right. girls decapitated and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, no.
Do you think there's any kind of inherited quality? I mean, the fact that art runs so strongly in your family?
Yeah. Well, all I know is Sophie really took to it.
Yeah,
she took to it.
I have no credit.
So, I mean, I don't know whether it's genetic or what. I have no idea how much of it's genetic, how much of it's family influence. But it's true that yeah, there's a strong impulse to draw in my family.
It's the big question of the book, I guess.
My two brothers both were exceptional artists also. Part of the thing that makes an artist exceptional like Sophie is that she just kept doing it, just kept at it.
So, Robert, did you know from a very young age that you were going to be an artist? I mean, that this is what you were going to do with your life?
Yes, I did, because my brother Charles told me that's what I was supposed to do, and that's what I
did. Oh.
He constantly made me feel like I was nothing unless I was drawing. So I knew from the time I was 8 years old and 9 years old that's what I was going to be doing. I was going to be a cartoonist.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Or did you want it? Or did he just tell you, he ordered you?
That's a good question. I didn't always enjoy it. It was like a job I just had to do.
He forced him. He gave you the work ethic.
Yeah, and I was just kind of a wimpy kid, like passive and wimpy, and I just kind of, he was very dominant and forceful.
Charles was the real genius,
actually.
He
was the force, yeah, behind the whole thing.
He was so crazy that he never got out of his house, never got out of his mom's house. Oh. Too much of a genius. Huh.
So, Robert, when did you know that, like, professionally, this was your thing? I mean, that you were good enough to
I couldn't do anything else. I had no other skills. I was completely imbalanced. If I wasn't going to be an artist for a living, I would have to, you know, be a stock clerk. And that actually, when I left home, I didn't think I was good enough to be a professional artist. I went to Cleveland, and I looked for jobs as a stock clerk in the department stores. I went to the Ohio State Employment Agency, and you know.
You're also completely socially handicapped.
Yep.
You can't drive. You can't swim. You're dyslexic. You can't. You're blind almost. He compensates all that by just drawing all the time. And see, I want to have a life. I don't want to be like that. You know,
you're
I like to drive. I want a motorcycle.
That's
like,
healthy.
You know? Yeah, I'm not that imbalanced, so I'll never be this huge famous legend. I don't want to be. I want a life. You understand? You like compensate all that.
So a certain amount of imbalance.
That's where genius comes from.
Genius comes from imbalance.
Absolutely.
Sophie and Robert Crumb have collaborated on several comic strips. Sophie's produced her own series, Belly Button Comics, and is a co-editor with her parents of Sophie Crumb, Evolution of a Crazy Artist. They spoke with Steve Paulson.